This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
The game we play is called Play Stupid Games, Win Stupid Prizes. But this all has to do with a video that you were over having dinner last night. Tell everybody real quick what's going on.
Yeah, I was trying to find a salad dressing or something to put on the salad that we had. And because I didn't like any of the ones that Doc had, which was literally just ranch dressing. And I was like, I don't know. So I started going through his condiments. I'm like, Dad, this expired last year. This expired 2 years ago. This one expired in 2019. And I was like, I had a whole bunch of things. Doc ate blue cheese that was expired over 7 months ago. And he's like, tastes fine. That's what the whole video is. But we're playing stupid games to win stupid prizes. And we're asking you what you think the oldest condiment was in Doc's fridge. So we're going to the phones right now. Froggy 101, good morning. Who's this?
Dan.
Hello, Dan. Dan, what's your guess here? What's that thing from 2019?
Simple vinaigrette.
A simple vinaigrette. No, it was not a simple vinaigrette.
Froggy 101, good morning. Who's this?
This is Devin.
All right, so you tell us, what's that thing that expired that is still in my refrigerator yesterday?
So my mom actually is not very good on, like, seasonings. And so sometimes, like, when I run out, I'll go up to her house because she lives by me. And the other day, I grabbed A1 steak sauce out of her fridge, and it expired in, like, 2005.
Oh, wow. Well,
so
I'll tell you what.
When I went to dump it out for my daughter, nothing came out. And I said, Mom, when did this expire? And she said, I don't know.
See, I would still use it from 2005 also.
Oh, she has many things, though.
Unfortunately, it was not steak sauce, so try again.
All right, thank you.
Froggy 101, good morning. Who's this?
It's Kylie.
Kylie, what's the stuff that was in my refrigerator from 2019?
I would say that it would be salad dressing.
Any particular kind, flavor?
I would go with buttermilk ranch.
No, it was not the buttermilk ranch.
I stay fresh on that stuff because I love it.
Doc runs through that stuff like crazy. Try again.
Froggy 101, good morning. Who's this?
Charles.
Charles, how are you, buddy?
Good, how are you?
Been a long time. What's this stuff in my refrigerator from 2019 that Chewy made me throw away?
Is it Thousand Island dressing?
I did make him throw Thousand Island dressing away, but it was not the oldest. So yeah, you're going to have to give us a call back, Charles. I know it's been a while since we talked to you, but you got to try again.
Okay, sounds good.
See you, buddy. Rocky 101, good morning. Who's this?
Diane.
Hello, Diane. What's this old thing that's in my refrigerator?
I think it's Worcestershire sauce.
Or some people say Westchester sauce.
There's so much salt in that. I don't think that ever has an expiration date. But no, it was not the Worcestershire sauce.
Froggy 101, good morning. Who's this?
It's Kylie again.
Kylie, you made it back through.
Let's go with honey chili sauce.
There it is. You got it. It was the honey chili, the hot stuff. And guess what, Kylie? You got it. And we're playing stupid games to win stupid prizes. Do you know what your stupid prize was today?
Not at all.
Okay, it's in this bag here. I got this big bag, and you know what it is? It's absolutely nothing! You won!
Nice. Sounds like my golf game yesterday.
Yeah.
There you go, Kylie.
Congratulations,
brother. We appreciate the call, buddy.
No problem. Thanks.
And there you go. That was one of how many bottles did we throw away? Six? When I say we, I mean you.
I took a whole picture. I mean, I think... Hold on really quick. He's at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I threw away 10 bottles of condiments yesterday.
My refrigerator is so empty right now, thanks to Chewy.
Well, you're welcome.
No.
I'm saving you from salmonella or E. coli. What's that thing?
Fine.
Botulism.
Botulism.
I'm saving you from botulism.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.